You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. The press office of the Holy See was the scene on Thursday morning for a conference featuring the president of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization, Archbishop Rino Fisichella, who presented the final major celebrations associated with the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy at the Vatican. The Jubilee for Prisoners on November the 5th and the 6th, and the Jubilee for the Socially Excluded taking place from the 11th of November through the 13th. Each particular Jubilee will culminate with Mass in St. Peter's Square. The Jubilee for Prisoners will involve a contingent of persons currently serving penal sentences in Spain, along with persons of several different nationalities currently incarcerated in Italy, as well as hundreds of people either released on parole or who have served their sentences and are working to rejoin society. Over 1,000 people either currently serving time or who have served time in prison are expected to take part in the Jubilee in Rome, according to official estimates from the Council for the New Evangelization. On Saturday, participants will have the opportunity to confess in the Jubilee churches and make the pilgrimage to the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica. Mass with the Holy Father is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. on Sunday, following an hour-long series of testimonies given by four people whose lives have been changed through the experience of crime and punishment. A prisoner who has experienced conversion, who will speak with the victim with whom he is reconciled, the brother of a victim of a deadly crime who has become the instrument of mercy and forgiveness, a minor who is serving his sentence, and an agent of the penitentiary police who has daily contact with inmates.
Molto intenso, a partire dalle nove, sarà il momento delle testimonianze.
We will listen to their life experience, explained Archbishop Fisichella, and we will understand that the theme of mercy is not a theoretical word, but a genuine daily action that often represents a real existential challenge. The following weekend, beginning on Friday the 11th and concluding on Sunday, November 13th, the Church will mark the Jubilee of Socially Excluded Persons. For anyone and everyone who, due to reasons ranging from economic precariousness to disease, loneliness, or lack of family ties, has difficulties and often remains at the margins of society without a home or a place to live.
Persone che incontriamo ogni giorno e che spesso i nostri occhi non vogliono vedere guardando altrove.
People, said Archbishop Fisichella, whom we meet every day, people our eyes do not want to see, and from whom we look away. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.